Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Pam with CT Boom. How's it going?
Hey, I'm good. Sorry, I missed your call. Jesus.
Yeah, what the hell? You were out partying last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I wish.
Well, you guys just wrapped up that new series on Typical Rick, right?
Yeah, for Comedy Central. Me and Dirt Nasty, and then Nick Goosen, the director of Grandma's Boy.
Nice. When is that going to be streaming, by the way?
That'll come out in the fall. We're looking at November.
Nice. I know. I was looking online. I'm like, why can't I find this information anywhere?
I know. Well, we haven't dropped all of it yet. We just wrapped. So they're going to figure out when to release it all. But they're talking holidays. I think Thanksgiving around then.
Nice. How'd you guys celebrate last night? Anything?
We didn't do anything. We're all kind of chilling. We're all detoxing. So I'm on like 2.5 days of no alcohol, no cigarettes.
No.
And I'm on more than those other guys. I think they're on like a month maybe. Yeah, but everybody's like going through like trying to like detox a little bit.
Like shaking, sweats.
I know. Definitely. I looked like I was on a roller coaster for like the first 2 weeks. I was shaking. No, I'm fine. But just take a little time out.
Good luck.
I mean,
with all
the stuff, you know, like when you're filming and like the hours are so long, so it's like, you know, when you're shooting for like 15 hours a day, and so you don't want to be hungover. You don't want to look hungover on camera. I made that mistake like a long time ago. I would get drunk like before I would film the next day.
No,
and I would go and see the movie, and I'd be like, oh my god.
Wait, so which movie was that for?
Chuck and Larry, I did that a couple times.
Oh, my God. Are there, like, specific scenes where you're like, yep, I remember that.
Yeah,
that was bad.
There's a scene of me in the courtroom in Chuck and Larry where I got plowed the night before. It's kind of a weird term to use, but I got really drunk.
Yeah, you did. Plowed in the courtroom. That's like that seems like a sexy scene for, like, a porn.
Yeah, that sounds, like, really cool.
So I'm going to do an official introduction now. I have no idea what I'm doing because this is actually my first official interview with someone.
Okay, well, that was great.
So I'm here with Nick Swartzen, actor, stand-up comedian, screenwriter, master drinker, friend of Adam Sandler. There's so many things I want to talk to you about. And I just want to get to everything, like Grandma's Boy, that scene in Dance Dance Revolution, which I try to emulate. But what do you want to talk about? It's up to you.
I want to talk about cooking.
Yeah.
And the wonders of cookies.
Ooh, cookies. What kind of cookies?
No.
I was like, I'll go there.
Yeah, no, that was all perfect. Everything you said. Thank you. I'm down to talk about anything. Grandma's Boy, wonderful family film.
Yes.
The Dance Dance Revolution scene, I love. It was really fun to do.
How many takes did that take?
Now I'm intimidated. Like when I go to an arcade or anything where there's any kind of Dance Dance Revolution game, like a bowling alley, it's kind of be random. I get like challenged. Like people think that, you know, like that was like I did all of the dancing and stuff, but it wasn't like accurate.
Yeah,
like,
you weren't
really
like following along on the screen. Wait, Nick.
Yeah,
how
so I get like kind of freaked out when kids want to like take me down. They're like, "Let's go." I'm like, "Mom."
No, like 11-year-old kids at the bowling alley.
Yeah, 11. You know, yeah, some 11-year-olds. I don't know how many 11-year-olds have seen Grandma's Boy, but I'm sure a handful. But yeah,
yeah, with like the bad parents.
Yeah, the really horrible parents.
You could do whatever you want. You could watch Grandma's Boy if you want.
Keep watching it. I just keep making them watch it again and again.
You're going to be bad when you grow up. That's what I want to raise you.
Yeah.
But how often do you go to arcades and bowling alleys? I can't see you going to these places.
I mean, more than you would think. Like, I don't know. I mean, I like stuff like that. You know, I like doing stuff that, like, you can drink and also, like, be active. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know how active bowling is, but I'm with you on that.
Bowling's active-ish, right?
No! I mean,
you hold a heavy thing and then move it around.
Okay, what? I picture you grabbing the lightest, like, pink ball that they have for, like, the girls at the birthday parties. That's not
okay,
bad.
Okay, it's a tad orange. Maybe it's orange-ish.
A little.
With some fuchsia, maybe.
It's mixed together like marbling.
Exactly.
You should put on a calorie tracker next time you go bowling and just see how many calories you burn.
Okay, all right. So you're doing challenging me. It's
yeah,
fine.
All right. Report
point
back.
Point taken.
All right, so I have a very serious question for you. I've been thinking about this since I saw you at Foxwoods last time. How is Snowy?
I have not seen Snowy. I avoid Snowy. For those of you who don't know, it's my mom's cat that violently attacked me to the point where I literally don't stay with her. Like when I go home to Minnesota, I don't stay at my mom's anymore. I stay at a hotel, which is fine with me anyway. But the cat's it's a crazy thing. It's a legitimate crazy thing.
Oh my God.
So I just, yeah.
He really is a dick.
I want to subject myself to that horror.
Good thinking. I just love how your mom just didn't believe you that Snowy attacked you.
No, that's an entirely true story. It's not like a bit, you know what I mean? Like people are like, no way that happened. I'm like, no, the cat attacked me. And my mom fully was like, no, I was crazy. She was like, no, you made that up. Snowy would never do that. I mean, you have to see the bit where it makes more sense, but for those of you listening, it's on this special called Taste It. It's available on iTunes. But it's literally this cat went nuts on me. I was like bleeding and everything. And then the next day my mom was like, no, you did that. The cat didn't. Why would the cat do that? You know, like the cat's amazing. And then the cat attacked everybody, like her friends, my brother. And she's still like psychotically like following this cat. It's like a Stephen King movie. It's weird.
Oh my God. She's in denial.
Yeah, we're going to have to put the cat and my mom to sleep. We're going to have to put both of them down.
Oh, just together?
Yeah.
She can't be separated from Snowy.
No, that's fine with me. We'll just put them both down.
All right. So, in your stand-up and on social media, a lot of references to farting and diarrhea. So, pooping is definitely one of my favorite topics as well. But you must have, what is your most epic diarrhea story? You must have, something that you did in public or you just had, a crazy diarrhea emergency.
I've had a handful. I quit eating dairy. I didn't realize that people were, allergic to dairy. So I was, constantly just rocketing diarrhea all over the place. I would eat a ton of cheese and, so this one time there's a lot. I diarrheaed my friend's apartment once.
Where? You were just sitting there and it just happened?
We were getting ready to go out, clubbing. This was in New York City.
No.
And he went to use the bathroom to shower and get ready. And I was sitting there in my boxers. I was going to jump in the shower next. So I was just chilling in the kitchen. He had a loft. So I was just in my boxers and whatever. And I was like, oh my God, my stomach. So I knocked on the door and I was like, hey, I got to use the bathroom. Can I pee? And I just lied and said I had to pee. And he's like, no, I'm in the shower. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God. So I was like, okay. And so I tried to hold it and I knocked again. I'm like, dude, I really got to pee, man. Just blah, blah. And I didn't care. If I diarrheaed while he was in the shower.
Right.
You know, but I just had to get to a toilet. And he was like, dude, just give me 5 minutes, man. I'm in the shower, you freak. I was like, all right, fine. And then all of a sudden, it just hit me hard. And it's just I tried to make it to the garbage can.
No!
And I just diarrheaed all over the floor. And his roommate was there with his girlfriend. And they were watching watching TV across the loft. And so I diarrheaed all over the floor. And then there was two dogs there. And they started barking and eating the diarrhea.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, 100%.
Are you trying to stop them?
His roommate and his girlfriend were like, what is that? And so they come over and they're like yelling at the dogs to be quiet. And they see the diarrhea that the dogs are eating. And they're like, what is this? And I was like, oh my God. And then they go, bad dogs, bad dogs. And so they thought the dogs had diarrhea. Thank God.
Wait, so you didn't tell them it was you?
No, I got away with it. I didn't know. Right when they said that, they were like, bad dogs. So I was like, oh my God. So then I ran. So my buddy got out of the shower and I ran into the shower and cleaned myself up. And I got out of the shower and the apartment was, the loft was empty. And I was like, oh, where's so-and-so, this girlfriend? And he's like, dude, they just got into a big fight, man. Those are the girlfriend's dogs. And he was like, if they go to the bathroom in the apartment one more time, he's going to, you know, flip out. So they got into a huge fight. They just left. I think they're going to break up.
So did they break up?
So, like, my diarrhea. I mean, they ended up breaking up. But I don't know if it was because of my diarrhea, but I'm sure my
diarrhea caused
help.
A loving couple to break up.
Yeah, my diarrhea is controversial. It changes lives.
Is that the first time you've ever told someone that story?
No, I've told it before, but I've never told it on stage, which I think I might do. I might, because there's kind of a lot of funny nuances to it, so I might make that maybe on my next special.
I might actually
act it out with diarrhea on stage so people can really like get the full, and I'll bring dogs out and everything.
Oh, that's a good idea. You should request people bring like ice cream and like blocks of like cheddar to like induce your shit. Yes. And coffee, lots of coffee.
Big Velveeta cannon just in my mouth.
Oh, I actually want that now.
Oh, you're like a kid at Christmas hearing about the special diarrhea. Oh.
Oh my god.
No. Mama.
I am. I'm so excited about that. So, okay, on Grandma's Boy, because I'm just obsessed with this movie. You worked with a ton of awesome people, including Doris Roberts, she died a couple months ago.
I know. Rest in peace to the wonderful Doris Roberts.
I know. Any crazy or like just funny, memorable behind the scenes stories with her?
With Doris, I mean, nothing like too crazy. There was one moment where it was pretty funny where we were doing like a take, and it was a scene where she's like, somebody goes missing. Oh my God, I'm totally brain farting. But I think it was Alex, the main guy.
Yeah.
And either way, she's like, where is he? And I'm like, I don't know. And then she just improvised a bit where she just slaps me in the face.
Yes.
And I was like, so taken aback. And I was like, whoa. But then I just went with it, you know?
Yeah.
And then so the director was like, hey, that was funny. He's like, you know, we're on a time crunch here. Let's do another take. Like, don't slap Nick because we got to keep moving. We're behind. She's like, okay. And then so we do another take and she just slapped me like harder. I was like, what's happening? It was pretty funny.
I just love she just breaks the rules.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
That's awesome.
She's a rebel.
Right? So, okay, I just saw some stand-up that you did. I don't know if it was recently or if I just, you know, I saw it from, you know, something that you did a couple years ago, but you were telling a story about being in Vegas. Your friend was just, like, out of his mind crazy, and you forced him back to his room. You're like, go to your room. But then you continued to go out, and you went crazy, and you woke up in a random hotel with, like, a midget and a hooker and, like, two hookers on you. So is that your weirdest sexual encounter, or do you have another one that, like, trumps that story?
That's up there.
I feel like that's, like, every night of your life for some reason.
That was one of the weirdest, for sure. I mean, it better be. So it was, like, oh, no, that was... I vaguely even remember that.
Yeah, what happened? Where did you hear that?
Yeah, that was up there. It was definitely one of the craziest.
That was like a random Tuesday. So, like, how did that...
Yeah, my... What?
How did that day end? Like, were you just like, all right, guys, see ya?
I don't even remember. It was just like one of those, like, vignettes, like in a movie where it was just like, all of a sudden I'm awake, what's going on? And, like, the lights go down. And I'm like, you know, there's like a midget doing coke and, like, fisting a chick. And then I'm like, whoa. And then the lights go down. And then, like, yeah, I don't remember.
Everyone claps. You know, the curtains go down.
Yeah, then
you walk
boom,
out.
I'm in McDonald's and lights go down. And then boom, I'm in like, you know, court. And like boom, and then like I'm on a Ferris wheel. Boom. it was very bizarre. But I mean, that's Vegas, you know. It's like, you know, to this day, I was just in Vegas in April. I headlined the Mirage. I'm there regularly. So if anybody's in Vegas, I'm at the Mirage a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, even the last time I was there, I don't even remember it. I just got so trashed. I remember being at Carrot Top and then, like, being backstage with this Carrot Top's a friend of mine. His name's Scott. I just remember going face first, like into his hand, in his bar backstage, just literally just crash. Like,
oh my God.
Full on. Like, I was there with like Dee Snider was there from Twisted Sister.
That's so random. Okay, so yeah, Dee Snider, Vegas Carrot Top. So random. Carrot Top and his amazing muscles.
Yep, C-Top, man. Strong as heck.
So you went into this bar and you didn't, like, it was one of those, like, face plant without even bending your knees?
It was like, just, I don't even know what happened. I just vaguely remember it, but I remember going down. And then I fell. Yeah, I just got thrashed. I don't know, I just cut loose because I don't go as big as I used to. So, like, when I go to, like, Vegas or I have, like, moments where I get out of L.A., right, I'll go, like, extra big, you know? Like, when I'm in L.A., I'm usually, you know, I'm working and I've got responsibility, but, like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, everybody
adulty
knows
things.
Obviously, Vegas is Vegas, so it's like,
right, you got to let loose.
People just get thrashed.
It's like the atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's just like, I mean, something's in the air.
I almost, when I do my shows in Vegas, it's almost like a tutorial on like how to handle Vegas because I just see people make huge mistakes. I mean, my shows are usually at night, and then you know, I'm coming up at Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Yep.
And
July 9th.
You know, a lot of people, I mean, this is kind of a general rule for my shows, is a lot of people pregame would be like, oh, we're going to see Swords in like 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So they'll start drinking at like noon. And then they'll come to my shows and they'll just be trashed, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like after like the next day or the next week, would be like, yeah, I saw you the other, you know, I saw you live. It was so funny. I don't remember any of it. And I'm like, well, don't get like that messed up. You know what I mean? Like, get a buzz, come to the show, and then go out after. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to. I mean, I used to do that. I would get totally smashed. I would go to concerts, and I wouldn't even remember it. So, like, now I never drink before a show.
Right.
Like, I'll have, like, a couple drinks at a show, but I won't pregame anymore because I remember sick concerts. Like, I don't remember any of it. I'm like, well.
Like, which one?
You know, like, oh, God. I mean, I don't remember. Exactly. I could have seen the Beatles, like, a year ago.
You could have met Paul.
Yeah, I could have hung out.
You know. Hung out with him. Jammed.
Yeah, so like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, I hear you. And like, day drinking is the worst. It gets you more trash than any other time for some reason.
Science. And Vegas is gnarly because it's so hot and the pools and like, you know, people just go big at like 10 a.m. and people are like, it's nuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of you putting together a tutorial for people. Like, I think that should be like something
like
that you post on. Yes, a PSA. You have to do that.
Yeah, I do.
That's like my thought. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's important.
Remember, first interview.
Yeah, no, I'm a responsible drinker now.
So, Foxwoods Theater, Saturday, July 9th. What do we have to look forward to?
A show like this, I'll do everything. I'll do kind of my greatest hits. Shows like this. I've got new material that I'm doing, too. I mean, it's just kind of everything. It'll be really fun. It's super loose. It's pretty dirty. So
very nice.
If people yell stuff out, I'll do it. I don't really encourage people to just keep yelling shit, but... if people want to hear certain bits. I mean, some comics frown on that, but be like, dude, I hate that. I'm like, well, I hate when people go like, I saw you live, you didn't do this bit. I was like, so bummed. I was telling everybody about this one joke, you didn't do it.
Right.
I was like, well, all right, well, just yell it out. Don't yell the punchline, but just yell like what the bit's about.
Yeah, like, Nicholas! How many
yell
people
your
yell?
Grandma.
Yeah, how many
the
people?
The Nicholas part's almost a punchline.
Oh, yeah, okay, I ruined that one.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay, I won't be there. I won't go to the show because I know I'll ruin
Don't
it.
Don't go.
I'm going to ruin it. I'll ruin all the punchlines.
On stage, you have to do all the jokes.
I could be like in the background.
Yeah.
You do like, you set it up and then I'll just like jump in. Nicholas.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you Saturday, July 9th, Foxwoods Theater. Get your tickets. We are linked up. Nick, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Being
Great
my
job.
First
and
interview.
Yeah, I can't wait for Foxwoods. It's always a blast. So
fun.
I'll see you shortly.
Awesome. See you then, Nick. Thank you again.
Okay, later.
All right, bye.
Bye.